This is a CBC podcast.
Hi there, it's Pia, and every Wednesday, we're bringing you a bonus podcast, one handpicked story from the week's round of the Sunday magazine that we think is definitely worth hearing or hearing again. Of course, you can hear all of our stories on the full podcast that we put out on Sunday and on the CBC Listen app. All right, here's this week's highlight. Somewhat of a demonstration of grit and resilience that some might call heroic and others might call stubborn, I am going to step into the ring for this month's round of That's Puzzling. Supposing you find the answer to who did he do the things to do? The puzzle is still as a puzzle of you. It's what is it that has to be done as a puzzle and song. Once a month, I take on one of my CBC colleagues and a super smart listener of the Sunday magazine in his series of word challenges. It has been a while since Team Pia booked a win. By a while, I mean since last June. But like a true Canadian hockey fan, I believe this time it's going to be different. And if it isn't, I'm going to blame the ref. In this case, the ref is the man who comes up with our puzzles. Peter Brown, boo! Also, hi, PB.
2 minutes for booing. Chattopadai. Pia, hello. It's nice to be back. But I, at this point in the season, honestly, I don't know what to feel. I want to hope that this is your week, but I'm almost afraid to hope. Because hope can be cruel, can't it? But Pia, I am confident that you will give... Is it 120%? What's the current athletic maximum percentage that you can give?
It's always just 100%. I really dislike when people say like more than 100%. It can only be 100%. That means you're giving it your all, which I always do. It just doesn't mean I come up with the W.
I like how outraged you were when I made the 120% joke, and I'm hoping you will harness that fury. Harness the fury, the Pia Chattopadai story. This week, players and listeners, I highly recommend you have a pen and paper handy. You will greatly benefit from writing down the clues. Let's meet Pia's opponents for this month. First of all, in our Toronto studio from the CBC's Fifth Estate, it's Stephen D'Souza. Hello, Stephen.
Hello.
Stephen, I like to think of this as the Olympics or the World Cup of radio word puzzle challenges. But of course, those events are riddled with scandal and politics. Are you here doing an undercover investigation into corruption in That's Puzzling?
I can neither confirm nor deny any ongoing investigations at this point.
Stephen, are you a puzzle person? Do you do the Wordle connections?
I am, you know. And growing up, I played Boggle. I love Bananagrams and Scrabble. And even while courting my now wife, we played Scrabble against each other. And I think allowing her to win allowed our relationship to flourish.
That's wow. Intimidation right there.
That is the most romantic thing anyone has ever said about Scrabble. Stephen, thank you for joining us. It's great to have you. And our third competitor won their spot in today's game by entering our listener challenge. We asked you to invent a name for a phenomenon that was happening a month ago. Back in April, if you can remember, Canada's professional hockey, basketball, and baseball teams were all playing. We challenged you to invent a word for that sports eclipse. And our winning word is...
Trisportacular.
Oh, how we miss the trisportacular. That is our winning listener, Joe Mather, in Sydenham, Ontario. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Joe, are you a big baseball, basketball, hockey fan?
No.
Oh. What's your sport?
I watch tennis, and I get to watch a lot of English football because my husband is a Manchester United fan. So that's often on our
house. Oh, my condolences.
On in our house.
My condolences.
They're not doing well.
No. His Man United and my Liverpool are having sad times these days.
Yes.
Joe,
yes.
Of all the tennis immortals, Serena, Roger, Rafa, who will you be channeling today?
Probably Roger Federer.
Yes.
Oh, with grace
always,
and style.
He's always calm. He never gets upset. He won lots and he retired at just the right point. So
I will be a John McEnroe.
I was going to say the same. Yeah, I think I might be a McEnroe as well.
So I've got one symbol of grace and professionalism and two people yelling, "You can't be serious."
If that's all we're yelling, if we're channeling John McEnroe, that would be great.
True. Yeah. All right, I think we're ready. Stephen, Joe, Pia, yes. Let's play That's Puzzling. As always, we begin with a definition challenge. I'm going to give you a word and three possible definitions. One of those definitions is real, two I've made up. Your challenge is to spot the correct definition. Again, one real, two fake. Spot the real one for 1 point. Today's word is apricate. A-P-R-I-C-A-T-E. Apricate. Which of the following is the real definition of apricate? Is it, in calligraphy, to add color to a letter or page? Is it to bask in sunshine? Or when a bee apricates, is it doing that little waggly dance that shows the other bees where the pollen is? So you're either adding color to a page or basking in sunshine, or you're a little bee doing the wiggly dance. Which is the real one? Pia, I'm coming to you first as always.
The bee dance, I'm thinking of Jerry Seinfeld as the bee in the bee movie.
Sure.
Dancing. And I'm laughing. That I love that. I love that movie so much. Apricate. I don't know. Like, I could go with pollen and be silly and say, like, apricot, apricate. It's sweet. Pollen, bees, honey. But that's just a silly path. I'm not going to go down it. Apricate. What was the first one, the calligraphy one?
To add color to a letter or page. So some pages
would be like apply.
Quite colorful. They have like red letters, some of them. So that would be apricate, maybe.
I feel like you have stumped me lately, Peter, on some like technical definitions like that one. And then they've been kind of like just generic, like suntanning or whatever the second one is. Mm-hmm. So, okay, I'm not doing B. So now I'm stuck between these two. This is always about me not trying to figure out the definition, but trying to figure out how Peter Brown's brain works. I have failed miserably. I'm going to go where my brain says it should, which is nowhere. So I'm a total guess. Bask in sunshine is what I'm going to just go with. Apricate.
Pia, having revealed her process, thinks it's to bask in sunshine. Stephen, what do you think?
Well, I am also going to try to get into your head, Peter, and I think when I see the first one, when I see calligraphy and I see apricate, I think applicate, and I think what you're trying to do is make us have an association with those two words. So I think you're trying to throw us a little curveball there, so I'm going to put a little X beside that first one. So now I'm left with the last two, to bask in sunshine and dancing bees.
Yep.
Seductively dancing bees, I guess you could say.
Your words, so not mine.
Yeah. So here's where I go with this. I think of, when you think of bees, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, because I've covered a few of these stories.
What, bee stories?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. They're fascinating. Okay. They are farmed or kept in an apiary. And so the root of the word apiary, A-P or something, reminds me of apricate. So I am going to go, even though, and because it's so silly, again, getting into your head, I think you're trying to make it sound silly so that you'll throw us off. So therefore, I'm not going to take the bait. I'm going to say it's the bee dance.
I learned so much from the way the players think I think.
I'm also wondering, Peter, like, what is D'Souza secretly working on for the Fifth Estate about bees? Like, what is the big reveal? I guess we'll have to wait.
This is prior to my time at the Fifth Estate.
Okay, this is when you were a news reporter.
Back when I was a news reporter.
I thought it was like the burgeoning industry of bee discos or something. So, Joe, we have one player believes it's the basking in sunshine. One believes it's the wiggly bee dance. What do you think it is?
Well, I must admit I was leaning towards the basking in the sunshine. It sounded like something I could just go out and apricate. I'm looking outside of the window right now, and it looks nice and sunny, but it's only 10, so I wouldn't be basking too much. But, I think I'm going to stick with the bee, with the basking in the sunshine.
Right.
Sorry.
So, who is in my head? Is it no one? Is it Steven? Is it Pia and Joe? It's Pia and Joe.
Wow, we have cracked the code, Joe. Peter Brown's brain.
Even though today was not apricacious. So I now, just so you know, Pia, I'm now thinking, what does Pia think I'm thinking?
So that's the level we're playing this.
Oh, boy.
This is a never-ending circular puzzle that will never, ever solve.
Yeah. So only 1 point on the board for Pia, one for Joe, none for Steven, but it's all to play for as we move into round two. Our second round today, ladies and gentlemen, we are playing a new game. This one is called The Missing Link. I'm going to give you three words. Those three words all have something in common, and we're looking for the common thing that connects the three words that I give you. In this first round, the three words that I give you will all connect to a fourth word. So I give you three, they all connect to word number four, and I'm looking for that fourth word that connects to the other three. So for instance, if I gave you dress, dial, and flower, and asked what word they all connect to, the answer is sun. Sundress, sundial, sunflower.
Oh, this is the worst of this. Oh, gosh.
Do we get a list of words to choose from, maybe?
Your misery fills me with joy. Now, guess what? It's a little more complicated than that. That already made you miserable. In that example, sun was at the front of all the answers. Sundress, sundial, sunflower. The connecting word might go after the clue word. So if I gave if I gave you eight, the number eight, and skate, and stick, eight, skate, and stick, the answer would be figure. Figure eight, figure skate, and stick figure. There is a hint available every time, and these are worth 2 points. Again, I'm going to give you three words. You tell me what fourth word connects all of them. Do we think we understand what's happening here?
Yes.
Let's not answer that, because if we do badly, we can just say we didn't understand it.
All right. Joe, the good news is you're up first.
Uh-oh.
And there's a hint available. Your words are golf, shopping, and wheel. Golf, the sport, shopping, and wheel. Wheel.
Oh.
Cart.
That is absolutely right.
Yes.
Well, Joe, for 2 points. Cart is the right answer. Golf cart, shopping cart, and cartwheel. See, this is going great. Pia.
Got Joe's. Now here's the trouble. Yeah. Here comes trouble. trouble.
Pia Chattopadhyay, you are up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is terribly hard.
Oh, don't do that to me. That's so mean.
Pia, this is punishing, and you're brave to even try. Your words are dish, opera, and hand.
Okay, dish, soap, nope. Dish, opera, and hand. Opera house, house hand. Dish, okay. Opera. Oh, shoot.
Oh, you're so close, Pia.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so wait, what did I say? Opera house? Opera.
Start again at dish.
I feel like La Traviata. Okay, start again at dish soap. Opera glasses, dish glasses, glasses, dish, hand glasses. Oh,
I'm
going to
pause you, Pia.
I want to hear all the sighs.
Pia, I'm going to pause you. Can you think of a way of connecting soap to the other two words?
Soap dish. Oh, a soap opera. Hand soap.
Yes.
Soap.
So the answer we were looking for there was soap, as in soap dish, soap opera, and hand soap. Yeah, Pia, I have never heard you say the right word in 5 seconds and then spend 30 seconds walking away from it. That was tremendous. Confidence, Pia. Steven, your words are measure, worm, and video. And so far, hints haven't been needed, but one is available. Measure,
worm,
and video.
Wait, worm or word?
Worm as in worm. The invertebrate.
Worm, yeah.
Measure, video, worm, yes, of course. Measure, tape measure, tapeworm.
Tapeworm.
And then videotape.
Yes, Stephen.
Ha-ha.
Yes. I love that the TV guy said videotape with a question mark sound after. Videotape? What is that?
Remember when we used to use that once upon a time?
Stephen was right. The correct answer, tape measure, tapeworm, and videotape. So after all the moaning and groaning, you all nailed the first round without a hint. How do we feel about ourselves now?
I feel like there's a train coming down the tunnel that's about to run us over.
I'll just admit, I wouldn't have gotten that last one. I wouldn't have gotten it. I when Stephen said them, I was like, obvious when someone gives you the right answer, but I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah, I thought of measure tape, but I thought it's a measuring tape, so I wasn't sure.
That's what threw me off at first.
But that's why it's tape measure.
Exactly. Mm. So the bottom line is,
of course,
Stephen has two, Pia has three, and Joe has three. This is anyone's game as we move into round three. Now we turn into our final round. Good news, it's a different version of the missing link. You've mastered that other one. In this round, we're not looking for that connecting word. I'm going to give you three words in the same category. So if I said butter, cheese, and yogurt, what category are they all in?
Dairy.
Milk products. We're looking for the group the words belong to. These are worth 2 points. Hints are available. What we do is we go 3-2-1 here. So, Stephen, you in third place, go first.
Ooh.
Your three words, and remember there's a hint, are fudge, cook, and fiddle. What are all those words examples of?
Wait.
Okay, say them once more.
Fudge, cook, and fiddle.
Yeah. Oh.
Cook.
Yeah, I heard fudge and cook, and I thought, okay, this has to do with baking, dessert, cooking, and then fiddle. Where are you coming with fiddle? Okay. give me a second here. Fudge, cook, fiddle. Oh, wait a minute. See, my first thought was to go towards food. And see, again, I'm getting in your brain, Peter, because I know what you're trying to do here. What's the word? Like, I think like cooking the books or fudging or making a mistake, fiddling with numbers.
That is correct.
Is that, yeah.
Fudge, Ooh, cook, yes. and fiddle, all different ways of saying you're manipulating numbers in a dishonest fashion. Cook the books, fudge the numbers, and fiddle with the books or fiddle with the numbers. Pia, your three words are roll, R-O-L-L, wrap, W-R-A-P, and cut. Roll, wrap, and cut. And again, not cooking related. Roll, wrap,
okay, because I was going to go like sandwich, but it's not. These have to do with like a movie things, like director's cues.
Nailed it.
Whoa.
Cut.
Yes, Pia. Roll, wrap, and cut are all things a director would say on a movie set.
Yeah, that was easy.
Too easy? Do you want another one?
No, gosh, no. That was so hard. Oh, my God. I'm a genius for solving that.
So right now, Pia has five. Stephen has four. Joe has three. If Joe gets this, we are in a tiebreaker. If Joe misses, Stephen gets a chance to win. And I will say this. I am very proud of this clue. This may be the hardest one.
Oh.
Your three words, write them down. Your three words are define, stupendous, and hijack. Define, stupendous, and hijack. And the connection has nothing to do with what those words mean.
Oh, Joe, I'm sorry. You're a guest on our program. Why are we doing this to her?
The hint is, look at the start of the words. Look at what happens at the start of each word. Define, stupendous, hijack.
I am looking and I still can't remember.
Me too, Joe, me too.
Does the order of the words you gave make a difference?
It makes no difference, Stephen. Okay. But right now, Joe is
too high. I'm stuck. I'm not getting that at all.
Oh boy, that's
no. Wow. I got both the first ones, but not this one.
Sorry, can you repeat the clue again?
Yeah, so the clue is define, stupendous, and hijack. The connection has nothing to do with the meaning. And you're looking a little narrowly at the start of the words, Joe.
DSH?
Hmm. Wow. Oh. I am.
No, I'm stuck. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Stephen, any idea?
I guess I could attempt to steal if I had any idea what this was.
Well, I'm glad you can't get it either.
Oh, gosh, no.
I feel so badly.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know even where to begin with the beginning.
No, I don't. The hint didn't help at all.
Def Stew Hidge?
Well, that's what I said too.
Yeah, I think you're throwing all of us with that, Brown.
Can we have another clue?
Look at the start. What did you say? Look at the start of the words?
Yeah.
That was the hint?
Wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
Yes,
the first three letters all follow each other in the alphabet.
That is correct.
Oh, D-E-F.
Yes.
Oh. Whoa. No.
Yes.
Stephen, what?
Stephen D'Souza. For the win. Define starts with D-E-F. Stupendous starts with S-T-U. And hijack starts with H-I-J. Stephen D'Souza, you, in the words of Queen, are the champion, my friend.
Oh, my God. I'm still a little, That was
well done.
Well done.
That was really good because I didn't get that at all.
He ain't stupid. Another word that starts with S-T-U.
But I would never have gone without the clue.
We could have been here forever. I'd never have got it.
Like, honestly, like it would have taken me. No, I was going to say hours. No, days. No, I don't know if I would. You could have locked me up and said the only way to get out is figure this out, and I'd still be locked up. Terribly
locked up with you.
As it seemed like none of you were getting it, I was going to say, spell the word slowly to yourself, and I was hoping D-E-F would trigger something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was a very hard clue, of which I was very proud.
Stephen, how did you, like, because you wrote them down.
I wrote them down, and then you know what happened is I underlined all three words, the first three letters of each word. And then as I looked at them, at first I just thought, oh, D-E follows D, and then T follows S. And then I realized, oh, actually the first three all do. So,
I would have never worked.
No, I would never have thought that one out either, too.
I do like to. I like to play word games with my kids before bed, so I'm going to take this one home and test it out on them and see how they do, just to torture them before bedtime. Well.
Yeah, just really use it as a test of your, you know, how much love they deserve. Stephen, congratulations.
Thank you.
Pia, once again, hair's breadth away from winning. Joe, like Roger Federer, maybe you haven't won as Djokovic, maybe you haven't won as much, but you represent a level of class that is unparalleled in the game. How's that?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
What a delight to meet you, Stephen and Joe. Thank you for playing. And
thank you.
We had a great time having you on. And Pia, we will see you next time. And that is the May edition of That's Puzzling.
Thanks, everyone. We will be back next month with another round of That's Puzzling. It's going to be our final one of our season. Please let me win this season. If you want to play along with us, you can. Put your name in contention. We invite you to do so by taking on our challenge. We want you to invent a term for that feeling of biting into local produce for the first time of this season and remembering that, oh yes, fruits and veggies do have flavor. So a made-up word. Email it to us, sunday@cbc.ca is our address. Put That's Puzzling in the subject line and please include your phone number. You have until the end of next Sunday, May the 12th, to submit the word you invent. A reminder, next Sunday is also Mother's Day. The winner will play on air next month and win a prize, a Sunday Magazine coffee mug or notebook. You can find all the stories we bring you each week on the Sunday Magazine over on our website, cbc.ca/Sunday. I'm Pia Chattopadhyay. Thank you for lending us your ear, and we'll talk to you again on Sunday.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.